All right, it's 7:30 on Thursday evening. Or Thursday, it's Monday. I'm sorry, it's 7:30 on Monday on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM and online at kdvs.org. I'm Nadav, and right now from Brooklyn. Is that where you are right now?
Well, I'm actually in Queens. I live in Brooklyn, but I'm in Queens right now.
Okay, from Queens, New York. Really psyched to have Juliana Barwick.
Hello. How's
it going?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. I heard about you recently, probably much the same way a lot of other people did. There's some nice buzz around you right now. Well-deserved, I should say, since Diplo, I guess, twittered that your music sounds like Care Bears Making Love.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was like the biggest thing so far that's happened, like, as far as, sudden influx of MySpace friend requests and whatnot. It's kind of crazy how powerful his Twitter was.
Yeah.
Was it
like a switch being flipped?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, what's going on? Because I started getting all these like little notes and MySpace friend requests, and it turns out it's because Diplo twittered, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. Do you know the dude, or was it really just a random thing?
Well, I met him almost a year ago. We were both asked to do the Reckoner, the Radiohead Reckoner remix. So I think that's how he heard my music in the first place. And I went to one of his shows in New York and, met him and stuff. But that was about last October or something like that.
Yeah. Well, evidently he's been keeping track.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. And how long have you been making music?
Well, one way or another for a really long time, but the way that I'm making music now for like 3 or 4 years,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Yeah.
The kind of looping style or whatever, but I've always kind of tinkered around with recording things. I've, recorded stuff since high school probably.
Yeah. Do you feel any kinship with other artists making music the same way?
Absolutely. Completely. Like you mean looping styles or?
Yeah, I can think of a couple similar, I guess, I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but a lot of female artists using similar technique to make a pretty broad range of styles.
Yeah.
Folks like Grouper and Inca Orr or Married and Beardichev as a woman in Colorado, or Julia Holter in LA.
You know, I am not totally familiar with a couple of those ladies. I would love to check them out. Grouper, I just played with her on Friday night, actually.
It's a perfect pairing.
One of my favorite musicians. But, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly why that's the looping thing is, prevalent in,
yeah,
I guess,
well,
experimental music. But yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's definitely opened up sort of a new palette in some ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I hear it a lot in, like Panda Bear's music and
yep.
Eric Copeland's music, and it's kind of all over the place right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Do you want to go for it?
Yeah. All right, here I go.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, that was perfect timing.
Okay, great.
Just under the wire. I just want to ask you one quick question before directing people to your website. Where does your interest in harmonizing like that come from? Were you in choir, in high school or just?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's equal parts growing up in church and mm-hmm. when you sang a cappella.
Yep.
And there are lots of harmonies and things like that. And then I took voice in high school and I was in choir.
Yeah.
And I was in an opera chorus after high school, and so there were a lot of choral singing going on for a few years there. So
cool.
I just love the sound of it.
Yeah, well, that was absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Stay on the line for just a second.
Okay.
You've been listening to Juliana Barwick on KDVS, phoning it in. If you liked what you heard, check her out at julianabarwick.com or myspace.com/Juliana Barwick. You can find out who's coming up next week at myspace.com/phoningitin and download this and every other show at phoningitin.net.